What happens after death? Is there life after death? These are great and important questions, and the Bible answers these questions. In Luke chapter 16, beginning with verse 19, Jesus told a story about two men. One of these men was righteous, the other man was not. The righteous man was named Lazarus, the other man, the unrighteous man, is simply referred to as the rich man. Jesus said both of these men died. In Luke chapter 16, verse 22, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that the beggar, the righteous man Lazarus, died, and that he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man, he was the evil man, also died and was buried. And in Hades, he," this refers to the rich man, "lifted up his eyes, and he was in torments." When we look at this information in Luke 16, Jesus talks about a place called Hades. Hades is a place that might be likened to a holding area. And Jesus, as he goes on to talk about this in verse 26, he says there's a great gulf fixed. Hades might be compared to a circle. And there's a line in this imaginary circle. On one side of the line, there are righteous people who are comforted. On the other side of the line, there are evil people, the unrighteous people, who are not comforted. They're in a state of torment. Life does continue after death, and each one is either in a state of blessedness or a state of torment based upon their obedience to God in this life.